Alright, welcome back to Troopers Radio. This is Henry Kissinger here to tell you you need to support the New World Order. It will be much better for me and my investment partner. For everybody involved. Alright, let's finish this quote here from Gorbachev. Perestroika, he says, is a revolution, a direct sequel to the great accomplishment started by the Leninist Party in the October days of 1917. Well, that's something to look back with great admiration, isn't it? Oh, yes, the good old days of the October Revolution, when the Tsars were overthrown by Bolshevism and Russia was driven to desperate poverty and there was raping and massive killing and pillaging. How lovely! Let's all toast to Perestroika, shall we, comrades? Yes, let's embrace the New World Order. I want to have a part of this, Mr. Gorbachev. How wonderful. Yes, Lenin is a great man, great hero. Let's talk about Lenin, shall we? Since Mr. Gorbachev here is crediting him with the great, as being the source of the great revolution in the new way of thinking that's taking place around the world, bringing East and West together in a new world order. Let's talk about Mr. Lenin. By the way, he finishes the quote by saying, it's not merely a sequel, but an extension and a development of the main ideas of the revolution started by Lenin. Okay, let's quote from Mr. Lenin to get an idea of just what a wonderful example he set for us toward this new way of thinking. Here's a quote from this wonderful bastion of human freedom and liberty and human dignity and human rights. He said, "Our power does not know liberty or justice. It is entirely established on the destruction of the individual will. We are the masters. Complete indifference to suffering is our duty. In the fulfillment of our calling, the greatest cruelty is a merit. Through the systematic terror, during which every breach of contract, every treason, every lie will be lawful, we will find the way to abase humanity down to the lowest level of existence. That is indispensable to the establishment of our dominance." Oh, brilliant! Ah, yes. Brother Lenin has left us a great legacy. Ah, where is my vodka? Ah, here we go. Oh, I feel good now. Comrades, toast with me to Brother Lenin. Look at great progress we have made. Yeah, we have diminished the American people down to the lowest common denominator. Yeah? Soon we will have complete domination. We have dumbed them down through the education system, no? Ish good, yeah? Are you happy now about New World Order? I promised you it would be good. Look what we have done. This is unbelievable, guys. Lenin is one of the people that the neocon movement idolizes, okay? Trotsky, Lenin, unbelievable. And everything that this scoundrel just said that I quoted from here is what's going on right now. Systematic terror during which every breach of contract, every treason, every lie will be lawful. Look at this administration. We will find the way to abase humanity down to the lowest level. Do I have to elaborate on that? Isn't it obvious that they've achieved exactly what they've intended? But Gorbachev wants you to think this is a good thing. A new way of thinking and acting. Yeah, and here we are. We need a new way of thinking and acting, all right. But it's not in harmony with Lenin, I'll tell you that right now. This guy's right back. I hope you're getting mad. Wash your heart and swim.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys, here's the radio, picking up our discussion here on Lenin, how wonderful Lenin is, or how wonderful Gorbachev wants us to think Lenin is. But please notice, he credits Lenin as being the one, responsible for the great revolution that's taking place in the way that we think and act. And, of course, he is idolized by the neocons. And in the quote I just read, you can see that everything he called for is, in fact, being implemented by the Bush administration. With all this in mind, let's look at a statement made by Yu Thant, who was a former UN Secretary General back in the late 60s, early 70s. Listen to what he said about Lenin. Lenin was a man with a mind of great clarity and incisiveness, and his ideas have had a profound influence on the course of contemporary history. His ideals of peace and peaceful coexistence among states are in line with the aims of the UN Charter. I mean, yeah. Do I have to say any more on this matter? Isn't it obvious what this is all about? They're idolizing this guy who just called for debasing humanity, using terror and oppression, crushing out freedom. And that's exactly what they're doing, guys. Reinstituting torture. This is Lenin's idea of peaceful coexistence. You'll have peace as long as you do whatever you're told, and if you don't, we'll crush you. I mean, this is incredible. This is what your New World Order is all about, like it or not. No wonder Gorbachev has such a profound love for the UN. Coming back to our good friend, Mr. Gorbachev, for a moment, and his push for a new way of thinking, take note of this statement that he made at the Middle East Peace Talks in Madrid on October 30th, 1991. He said, "We are beginning to see practical support for, well, globalism." He used another term, perestroika, but this is really what he's talking about. "We're beginning to see practical support for globalism, and this is a very significant sign of the movement toward a new era. We see both in our country, Russia, and elsewhere, ghosts of the old thinking. When we rid ourselves of their presence, we will be better able to move toward a new world order." Do you know what he's talking about when he says ghosts of the old way of thinking? The notions of freedom and liberty and individuality and justice and human rights. That's what he's talking about. We see ghosts of the old way of thinking still. In other words, we've got to get rid of this. Once we get rid of it, by torturing them, by passing the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act and the upcoming sure to be passed, just stick around, you watch, American people aren't going to do anything about it. They're going to let this thing go, and you're going to have absolute tyranny here, guys. The Thought Crimes Bill. Once we get rid of these troublemakers, once we silence them, then we can have our new world order that Lenin called for, which will crush out human liberty. His words, not mine. I just read them. Hope you were paying attention. Anybody wants the transcripts of this? You can see where I got this and see I'm not making it up and see that these people really are this incredibly evil and demon-possessed. Just send me an email, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Read them and weep, baby. This is what's happening. This is what we get for being complacent for too long and allowing these scumbags to totally destroy what once made this country great, to hijack our education system and turn it into a brainwashing mechanism whereby our kids are being drowned in New World Order propaganda every day in our school system. The emphasis, guys, upon a new way of thinking, specifically in the realm of education, could be traced back to John Dewey, the so-called father of progressive education, whatever that means. And, of course, to his disciples like Dr. Harold Ruggs, who wrote back in 1933 these inspiring words. He said, quote, "A new public mind is to be created." Do you see the harmony between what UNESCO has written, I just quoted from a little while ago, and what Gorbachev stated in the last quote I just read? Once again, you got Ruggs saying the same thing. "A new public mind is to be created." How, he asks? "Only by creating tens of millions of individual minds and welding them into a new social mind. Old stereotypes of freedom, justice, and liberty and all that that terrible stuff that makes people happy. Old stereotypes must be broken, and the new climate of opinion formed in the neighborhoods of America. Through the schools of the world, we shall disseminate a new conception of government, one that will embrace all the activities of men, one that will postulate the need of scientific control and operation of economic activities." Postulate the need of scientific control. Do you see why Bertrand Russell came along two decades later and wrote his book, The Impact of Science on Society, wherein he talked about a scientific dictatorship that it could impose absolute control on every individual through the use of propaganda and advancements in pharmacological products, whereby people would be happy while yet having their rights taken away, and while yet being miserable, would be comfortable and compliant and complacent because the government would tell them that they're happy. I hope you guys can see this is part of a long-range goal, and everybody at the top has been involved in setting this whole thing up. We now are seeing the outplay of plans that have been on the drawing board for years. They've been working hard behind the scenes, sucking your tax dollars away so that they could engage in things like MKUltra to learn how to control the mind to be used on us, not the Soviets. As you've just seen, all these scoundrels have always been in line with the Soviets. They love what the Soviets were doing. But they suckered you into thinking they were combating the Soviets, when in reality they were taking out countries that were not going along with the New World Order game. And now we're seeing the results of our apathy, guys, letting ourselves be suckered for decades on end. Now we're seeing, or ought to be seeing, that we are the target in this war of propaganda. In reference to our discussion of UNESCO and its push for globalism through education, it should not be surprising, guys, to discover that the NEA, the National Education Association, which is the nation's largest teacher union, is another globalist front that heavily endorses UNESCO and, of course, world government. Notice, for instance, what the April 1946 NEA Journal, page 175, had to say on this matter. Quote, "Nations that become members of UNESCO accordingly assume an obligation to revise the textbooks used in their schools. The universal rededication of minds," notice once again this mind control thing, a new way of thinking. Here's the NEA calling for this back in 1946. "The universal rededication of minds, the guidance of will and purpose," i.e. mind control, "and the desire of the people and nations of the world must begin in the schools of each nation." The NEA has also stated, quote, "In much of the world, the press is on for education to be employed for molding people to particular ways of thinking and feeling, recognizing it as a powerful instrument for shaping the minds and hearts of people." Can you believe this? Changing the way people think and feel. Have you noticed the emphasis on in education today on feelings and emotions, behavior modification? Do tell me you see what's going on. Please don't tell me you don't see this. Anyway, why does the NEA, guys, want to mold people? We've seen this in so many other quotes I've just cited. Another NEA article provides the exact answer to that question. I quote, "In the struggle to establish an adequate world government, the teacher can do much to prepare the hearts and minds of the children for global understanding. At the very top of all the agencies which will assure the coming of world government must stand the school and the teacher." You see, they recognize, as Hitler did, that when you want to get control of a nation, you have to hijack the youth. You've got to get the youth on board with you, get them on your side. Once you do that, then you've got the nation taken control of. Hitler once boasted, "Hey, you know, I might not have your minds, but I got the minds of your kids, and it's just a matter of time." To aid teachers in their task, a later NEA Journal article supplied them with the following instructions. Check this out. This is an NEA article geared toward teachers. They said, "As you teach about the United Nations, lay the groundwork for a stronger United Nations by developing in your students a sense of world community. The United Nations should be transformed into a world government. The psychological foundations for wider loyalties must be laid. Teach about the various proposals that have been made for strengthening the United Nations and the establishment of world law." This is what they're doing to your kids, guys, in your so-called public schools, with your tax dollars.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Yep. Again, this is from an NEA Journal article. This was intended for teachers, telling them how to, you know, impress upon the minds of the young that they teach the importance of supporting the UN. It goes on to say this: teach those attitudes which will result ultimately in the creation of a world citizenship and world government. We cannot directly teach loyalty to a society that does not yet exist, but we can and should teach these skills and attitudes which will help to create a society in which world citizenship is possible. Again, guys, this is nothing short of absolute mind control and indoctrination. This is what they did in the Soviet system under Stalin, and now here they are doing the same thing. No wonder Gorbachev has his little Gorbachev Foundation over there in California. Oh, they love him. He's pushing this stuff, guys. Leninism, Stalinism. And the neocons, of course, love it. Oh, yes, yes, comrades. So if you want your kids to be good communists, then, of course, don't do or say anything. Just sit back and laugh and clap and cheer as your country is turned into a communist dictatorial regime. Otherwise, you better wake up, America, and do something fast, because they've made a lot of progress while we've been sleeping. The view of the globalists, guys, who control education, is that there is something wrong with children who do not think the way that they desire them to think. Thus, there has been an ongoing push to correct their improper thoughts and their improper ideas in the classroom setting. Speaking on this matter at a childhood education seminar in Denver back in 1973, Dr. Chester Pierce, professor of education and psychiatry at the Faculty of Medicine and Graduate School of Education, Harvard University, made these absolute jaw-dropping remarks. Here's what he said. Every child in America entering school at the age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. There you go. His words, not mine. This is the mentality today, my friends, in the education system in this country, that you fund with your tax dollars, that your kids are sick, and they need to be mentally made well again. And what better way to do that than to get them on an IEP and get the Prozac dosages going? Oh, God help us. We're in a lot of trouble. God help you parents out there that have allowed your kids to get suckered into that fraud. You are allowing your kids' minds to be poisoned and destroyed. Shame on you. And I'm not talking to my listening audience. I know you guys are awake, but any of you saps out there, and there's millions of them that are letting your kids get sucked into this system, driving up the profits from Monsanto and Eli Lilly, and sending your kids' brain to the trash heap. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, you fools. Let yourself be suckered into something like this. Do you not see what's going on here? We got Jeff in New York. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hello. How you guys doing? Charles? Hello?
Yeah, welcome. Yo, hey. I hear you.
Wow, the NEA is definitely our friend, huh?
What's that?
So the NEA is definitely our friend,
huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so good for us. The largest teacher union in the country, and their sole objective, by their own statements and their own documents, is to communize this country and bring us into a new world order. Mind control the kids. Unbelievable. Teachers can't even opt out of supporting them. They must pay their union dues. Oh, I guess they have a choice. They can support the NFT, which is, of course, the same thing. National Federation of Teachers. Take your pick. They're both doing the same thing, playing the same game.
But I understand. My wife and we have like a lot of friends that are teachers, and we go out and you know they come over the house, we have dinner parties, whatever. They don't. And, you know, I'm educated more than the average bear out there, and I always question their loyalty to the NEA. And honestly, they're clueless. You know, they don't really know really what they stand for. They don't really like the NEA, but they're pressured when they get their teacher's license and when they get into the schools to get into the NEA. I only know one of my friends that his sister's a teacher, and they're hardcore Republicans, and she absolutely hates the NEA, and she's not paying her dues, and she doesn't.
Well, you know, Jeff, you sound like you have an attitude problem. I'm going to refer you to a good psychiatrist, and he'll get you on some Prozac, and it'll help you to be more embracing of these things. It's all for the better of society.
No, I just drink beer.
You know, this is the propaganda they fill you with. If you complain about this, you must have some mental you know, this is why they got the New Freedom Initiative. If you complain about this stuff, you've got a mental disorder, and so now mandatorily they can have teachers, students, and ultimately parents put on medication so that you won't complain. You'll just sit in a corner and soil your diapers all day.
I'd like to see them enforce that. There's no way they're going to enforce it on me. I don't care. I mean,
Well, if we can wake these dumb sheep up, you know, to what's going on, yeah, maybe we can put a stop to it. But in the meantime, that's all they do is sit there in the corner of the field, chomping on the mutton.
It's funny to watch them, though. It's hysterical sometimes. Though.
Funny and disgusting at the same time. Did you want to hold the left of the break, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay, stick with us. We'll be right back, guys.
Safe. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, talking about the complete corruption and destruction of our education system, using your tax dollars to do it. Notice how they keep pumping billions and billions and billions. Sounds like Carl Sagan. Billions and billions of dollars in education every year, and the kids get dumber and dumber. What are we, number 66 in the world right now? We've got countries ahead of us that are third world countries that most Americans haven't even heard of, that are ahead of us in education. I mean, you got to be kidding me. We pump thousands of times more into education, than probably all these other countries combined, and yet here we are. And it's so disgusting. And parents are just, "Oh, dear, hand me my Prozac." Anyway, Jeff, listen to this.
All right.
This is what Adolf Hitler had to say about using education to control the youth. He said, "This new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and make its own education and its own upbringing." He also said, "When an opponent declares, 'I will not come over to your side,' I calmly say, 'Your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community." And that's what they're forming right now, guys, a new community, a new mindset, a new way of thinking, just like our good example setter, Mr. Lenin. Can't deny it, folks. You read their own documents, it tells you exactly what they're doing. Anyway, yeah, Jeff, did you have any more comments or questions?
On your comment of Hitler, I think Hitler was you know, what they call the Nazi Party. The Nazi Party was just national communism or national socialism or, you know, just state socialism or just the state of Germany. And communism is international socialism. So we're just getting the international socialism into America as we speak today. Nazism was just for their country. I mean, it was there's not a difference between communism and Nazism. It's the same socialism, because if you know what
right. I mean, when it's the same people funding it behind the scenes, it's just rhetoric. And it doesn't matter what name you give it. It's totalitarianism, and it's all in their hands. And whether you like it or not, even if you don't fall for their propaganda machine, it doesn't matter.
No,
they'll find some way of eliminating you if you don't go along. That's where this is going.
But my biggest gripe right now, and I'm in Vermont, I'm not in New York, and our property taxes. I mean, my kids go to a Catholic school. You know, I was the Catholic school my dad went to, and I went to blah blah blah. And in our hometown, it's $12,900 per person per student to go to the public schools, and which is really. Really, I don't know what it is down in Texas. I'm sure it's not that much money, but in our Catholic school, it's $4,000 per student per year. You know, and it's a private school.
You mean public funds are actually going to the Catholic school?
No, they're not. No, we have to pay this out of our pocket. You know, I don't want to get.
Oh, and yeah, I see what you're saying. In addition to paying taxes, you got to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's been an ongoing problem for a long time. Well, you know, here in my town. They use public funds for police to direct traffic for kids to cross to go to the parochial school here, the Catholic school. So they are using public funds for that.
Well, the church got some lot of pull, and not only in our town, probably in your town too. You know, I mean, church
and in the past they've used the public busing system too to bus their kids to school. They struck up some deal there. I don't know.
We're
if they're
all
using
together.
Public. Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
It's just. Yeah. It's kind of hysterical sometimes, but I just think just the whole. I mean, I'm not saying the Catholic school is any better. I mean, there's nobody in the NEA that's and there.
Yeah,
is
you know, unfortunately, the private schools now are forced into getting accredited by the same institutions. They're forced to use the same textbooks, the same curriculum. So yeah, you might get maybe some better moral standards from the teachers themselves, but. Other than that, it's really the same thing, unfortunately.
I know, but telling my wife that is just a total different ballgame, you know. No. But what other choice do I stay home from work and homeschool my kids? You know, I mean, I gotta bring home the bread and butter and stuff, and I have to.
Well, that's the whole reason why they set this up, so both husband and wife have to work now, so that you don't have that option. Most families don't.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's just that they can't. There's no way we could survive on one income anymore. There's no way.
Oh, yeah. It's all set up that way, sure.
But, yeah, you have a great show, and I really appreciate your point of view, and I think you should be over, 50 radio stations across the country and, just wake this sheep, the sheeple up, because it's just, I do my job with my friends and everything, but, if I really go into that other gear and just, totally awake them, They have, and I've done that when I've been drinking a little bit, and they just think, where do you get your information? And they're kind of blown away,
Yeah. When in reality, it's right in your face. I mean, it's everywhere. People just don't. Well, like Hitler said, it's a great thing that people don't think.
Yeah, and it's really not a conspiracy because they do it in front of you. Like the Patriot Act is not a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against the Constitution. H.R. 166, the new 1950, the H.R. 1955. I mean, they go through Congress. They pass right through Congress, and they totally destroy your rights. They take away, every God-given right to you. The government does, and, it's the sad thing. It's not a conspiracy. They do it, and nobody knows about it, and that's, if you want to call that a conspiracy, then you can call that a conspiracy, but it's really in front of you. All you have to do is look at it, read it, and make up your own mind.
Yeah, that's why we got to wake people up big time. We've got to move fast because they're moving real fast. By the way, I'm down in Massachusetts, not in New York. I'm a fellow New Englander.
Oh, you are? Oh,
yeah.
Right. So
actually pronounce their eyes down in New York. We don't here.
Oh, okay. So how like?
Do you pronounce your eyes up in Vermont?
Yeah, we pronounce our R's. We kind of like run. Yeah, we don't have the back yad. But I go to I went to the World Series this year at Fenway Park and stuff. It was pretty fun, and I want to. I'm a big Red Sox fan. I'm a big Patriots fan, and I like Tom Brady, and I hope the Patriots go undefeated. I'm sure you don't like talking about sports, but I'm a kind of a sports fan, and you know, I just kind of like those distractions a little bit. I, you know.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the problem is so many people are, you know, for men it's the sports, for women it's the soap operas, and they're so engrossed with it that it's just totally out of the realm of reality. You know, I look at Yahoo News every day, and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Most of the stories on there, they get some good ones once in a while, but most of the stuff is just, you know, Britney's sister is pregnant, and it's sickening. We got a country that's going up in flames here, and they're talking about Britney's sister.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Et al. Yeah.
My wife likes that kind of stuff, but
yeah.
What part were you next to Boston, and you're kind of more towards Northampton, or are you kind of? More...
Yeah, I'm right near Worcester. Worcester County.
Worcester, good. That's kind of a cesspool down there.
Yeah, there's some rough areas, but my area's pretty good so far, anyways.
Yeah. Do you ever go to Foxwoods?
Oh yeah, I've been down there. It's about a half an hour from me.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not that far. Yeah, I've only been there once. I like playing Texas Hold'em, though, once in a while.
I mostly watched because I was just going broke, just looking at them. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, there were some big bets being placed. I'm like, oh, wow. They go for the big. You know what's even better? Did you ever go to Mohegan Sun? We're talking about the Native American-run gambling casinos, for those that don't know.
No, I've never been. I follow Bush North, which Bush East is a NASCAR series, and there's a Matt Kobluck, he's sponsored by Mohegan Sun. But I've never been there.
That thing is the cream de la creme of gambling casinos. Man, it's unbelievable. Just for the heck of it, I went up to the front desk and asked, you know, what it cost one night to stay in the hotel, and it was like $350 to start. Wow. That was their cheapest.
Holy cow. I know when I pulled up to Foxwood, I go, holy cow, there's a lot of losers out there because, you know, that whole casino is paid with losers. You know, everybody that lost, you know, contributed to that.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
I just...
Yeah. Well, that's how they make their money.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of losers out there, too.
Yeah. Oh, they got that rig, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, they wouldn't be invisible.
Especially the machines. Come on.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's kind of, you can feel that. You can feel the deception just walking in there.
Yeah, but, you know, at least with that, most of the money goes to, it does help Native Americans, you know, so that's cool. I don't have any problem with that. It's when the government runs it.
Yeah, I heard something about in the Portsmouth, not the Portsmouth, the Plymouth area, they want to do some... Is that where they want to get the tribe wants to get some land in Plymouth, Massachusetts, or...?
Right, yeah.
But that new governor that you had didn't let that...
Hey, did you hear speaking of Native Americans, did you hear the Lakota tribe has seceded from the Union, officially? They announced it yesterday, yeah. I'm trying to get the guy on, the head of the Indian rights activist movement there that got this thing rolling, but they have officially announced that they've succeeded. They're not citizens of the U.S. anymore. They're fed up with the, you know, lies in Washington. They said that Washington has never been faithful to their part of any treaty that they've signed with them. So they're pulling huge sections of Wyoming and North and South Dakota and Nebraska, and this is cool. I hope other people...
I hope they do this. You know, because that's what this country needs. I mean...
They said they're giving the government, I don't know how many days, but they're giving them a short time in which to start negotiating and coming through with their promises in the treaties, or they're going to put liens on their properties that are on their territory.
Yeah. The only thing about that is the enforcement aspect of it you have to look at. How can they...
Well, yeah. You know, hey, but nevertheless, you know, I mean, the statement that they're making is, let's hope it has reverberations. If enough people start doing this, or states... I mean, come on, Vermont up there said they were going to do it, right?
Yeah, but I went to Middlebury, Vermont, and I follow that. They're just a bunch of...
All talk, no action.
Yeah, all talk, no action. I think it's just a sucker pin, you know, just to get...
Well, there's no talk here. They've done it. They've already said it's official. They're not citizens anymore.
Good. And neither am I.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm going to move to Wyoming, but no, that's where Cheney lives. I'll move to South Dakota or something.
That's true.
I think they're going to extradite him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Not in our Congress.
Yeah.
I'd like, who was it, Conyers that went out and said that he wanted to impeach Cheney, but... How can you impeach Cheney and not impeach Bush? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's all,
right.
hot air to, you know, just to make the people in the happy in that movement. You know, they come out and, like, say this stuff. And, you know, I'm sorry to say I like Ron Paul and all, but I think I don't think he's got a snowball chance. I really would love to see him in there. I mean, I like his ideas and I agree with his views. But I think it's just
is he going to win? Are they going to let him win to sit back and it's a question of how long is he going to live if he does win? You know what I mean? But for me, the biggest thing with Ron Paul, to keep pushing him, because the more you do it, it's getting people aware of real issues for a change. He's actually addressed, and he has been having that effect. So that's awesome right there.
I listened to him on Glenn Beck the other day, and he did a good job on that and stuff. I mean, I wish he would come more out. I mean, he kind of snowballed the 9/11 issue. At least he could have said, you know, I mean, being on the far that end of the 9/11, he could have said, well, the only thing about 9/11 that I don't like is 3,000 Americans died and nobody in government has been held responsible. And that's going to change. Somebody's going to be held responsible for the death of 3,000.
Right. I think probably what he's doing is staying away from that hot potato because he figures it would probably be his undoing, you know. And it's true. They look for anything like that they can leap on to discredit you and... He's
but
trying
I
to avoid.
Think that if he would have said that, that would have been, you know, I'm not.
They couldn't really attack him for that. Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Anyway, but is there anything else, Jeff? Because I want to try to finish up.
No. I just enjoy talking to you and listening to your show.
Okay, appreciate your call. Thanks, man.
No problem. Bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, guys, let me get back here. I just got a few more minutes. I want to try to plow through this as much as I can. I don't know if I'm going to pick up with this next week or not. I might go on to something else. I just wanted to get the idea across, you know, that our education system really, it's shot. You know, red alert, raise the flag here. This is serious stuff, guys. There's a lot more to this. If anybody wants the transcripts, again, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I'll be happy to email that off to you. And you can look through these quotes. Like I said, there's a lot more to this. Let me see how much I can plow through in the last few minutes. The philosophy of UNESCO, once again, guys, is perfectly in line with the quotes I was just reading, like from Hitler, for example. Here's another quote from a UNESCO document. They state, "The kindergarten or infant school has a significant part to play in the child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors of home training, but it can also prepare the child on his way to membership in the world society." This is UNESCO, branch of the UN. Do you see how they're talking about correcting errors that have been instilled in kids' minds from their parents? This is all about rebellion, guys. This is all about breaking up families, turning kids against their parents. And again, it's being done with your tax dollars. All the changes in U.S. education policies from Washington, and by the way, Washington doesn't even have authority to dictate education policy. That's another hijacking that they have no right to engage in. But anyway, all the legislation that they've been passing to change education in this country are all in line with the UN or, you know, UNESCO's agenda. And it's all in line with making kids think in new ways, i.e., to get them to look away from, you know, sovereignty, away from the Constitution, and away from their parents. Oh, they don't come out and tell them, rebel against your parents, kids. No. But they have the same effect. They do it in a much more subtle way. And it is having that effect. Look around you. You think it's an accident that kids are so rebellious and disrespectful to their parents today? By design. Bill in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Bill. Bill, are you there? Uh-oh.
Hello?
There you are. Loud and clear. What's up, Bill?
Well, Merry Christmas. Bless you.
Bah humbug.
Amazing. I'm hoping that the people that are a little bit newer at this than you understand and appreciate that we're not raving here. This is actual documented on their own letterhead. History that you're describing to them that's very difficult to be able to accept, number one, but to even for some to comprehend. If you get a chance, maybe you would get them to get their congressional representative to get that 82nd Congress first session congressional record of Honorable John T. Wood from Idaho. He gave his comments on Thursday, October 18th, 1951. I mean, if they're having a hard time accepting it, I assume that their congressional representative...
Yeah, or just get a copy. You can look it up. It's online. Look up the Reese Committee report.
Right,
where
right.
They talk about, you know...
Right out of their own congressional record.
Yeah.
If people cannot accept that, and if then they're that willfully ignorant, and let me tell you, I've tried to point this out. I'll hold it up in front of them at church or a function, and I'll show it to them, and I'll point out the even two or three relevant paragraphs, and they go, oh, give me a synopsis. I don't have the time. Well,
right.
If they don't have the time to listen to you, or look at the evidence, unfortunately, in this most blessed season.
They deserve what they get. You know, Bill, we got to go to break. You want to hold on?
For a moment, yes, of course.
Okay, sure. Be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We just got a few minutes left here. Hey, Bill, check this out. You were talking about congressmen in the past who have spoken against.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, listen to this. This is back in 1953, 2 years later from the one you were talking about. This is Senator William Jenner, who at that time was the chairman of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee.
Internal Security.
Right, and he was addressing the entire Senate. Listen to what he said. How many of you senators know what the UN through UNESCO is doing to change the teaching of the children in your own hometown? The UN is at work there every day and night, changing the teachers, changing the teaching materials, changing the very words and tones, changing all the essential ideas which we imagine our schools are teaching to our young folks. How in the name of heaven are we to sit here, approve these programs, appropriate our own people's money for such outrageous orientation of our own children and of the men and women who teach our children in this nation's schools? So there you go. He recognized way back then that this was going on and was rightfully disgusted. And, you know, but here we are. It's whipped into high gear. It hasn't stopped. It's increased.
Well, it's abidingly of interest that there's only a small voice out there that is willing to look at the truth, all of the truth, and act on it. It just gives one an idea of how successful the brainwashing has been. And last night on Coast to Coast, if you get a chance to go to it, PhD Harvard sociologist interview for 3 hours, and it was very interesting, the terms and the way he swallowed his words on certain historical events that could not be discussed even on premier broadcasting. And it's just one more indication of how very frightened Mr. Pastor and his fellow travelers must be, considering Mr. Bishop's interview of 2 weeks ago. It's all over the place, and they are operating full-bore mind control presently through the public media. And I want to thank you so very much for your bravery, and blessings to you and your family in the most sacred of times. Thank you so very much.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Yeah, mind control, guys. And again, this is why they've got this thought crimes bill up for vote. Right after the holidays, guys, this thing is due to be voted in. They're going to do it, of course, underhandedly, real quiet. Shh. And you won't know what's going on until after the vote. Oh, by the way, the House today, or the Senate today, voted. Well, actually, they won't even report it. You won't hear about it at all. You'll just find out about it on the Internet, as always. You know, the underground media will cover it. No mention of it, even though this is the biggest attack, way beyond the Patriot Act. The biggest assault on American liberties in the history of the entire country. This is a complete treasonous, traitorous, treacherous sellout on a massive, whopping scale. This is going to silence the last bastion of freedom, guys, in this country, exposing these criminal monstrosities that are pulling this garbage. This is going to shut down any last bastion of avenue of truth we have in this country. I tell you, man, you've got to get on the horn. Call your senators and tell them, do not vote this bill in, you fascist pigs. All right, guys, that's all the time we got for today. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. And, wow, next time you hear me, it'll be Christmas Eve day. I don't believe it. Okay, take care. We'll see you Monday.
With recent internet